Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 5, Narada's Instructions on Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam hi Vishvam Bhagavan Ivetaro Yato Jagatstana Niroda Sambhava Tadi Swayam Veda Bhavams Tatapite Pradeshamatram Bhavata Pradarshitam. Translation. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is Himself this cosmos, and still He is aloof from it. From Him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated, and Him it rests, and unto Him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For a pure devotee, the conception of Mukunda, Lord Sri Krishna, is both personal and impersonal. The impersonal cosmic situation is also Mukunda, because it is the emanation of the energy of Mukunda. For example, a tree is a complete unit, whereas the leaves and the branches of the tree are emanated parts and parcels of the tree. The leaves and branches of the tree are also the tree, but the tree itself is neither the leaves nor the branches. The Vedic version that the whole cosmic creation is nothing but Brahman means that since everything is emanating from the Supreme Brahman, nothing is apart from Him. Similarly, the part and parcel hands and legs are called the body, but the body as the whole unit is neither the hands nor the legs. The Lord is the transcendental form of eternity, cognition, and beauty. And thus the creation of the energy of the Lord appears to be partially eternal, full of knowledge, and beautiful also. The captivated, conditioned souls under the influence of the external energy, Maya, are therefore entrapped in the network of the material nature. They accept this as all in all, for they have no information of the Lord, who is the primeval cause. Nor have they information that the parts and parcels of the body, being detached from the whole body, are no longer the same hand or leg as when attached to the body. Similarly, a godless civilization detached from the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is just like a detached hand or leg. Such parts and parcels may appear like hands and legs, but they have no efficiency. The devotee of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, knows this very well. He is further advised by Sri Narada to explain the idea so that the entrapped conditioned souls may take lessons from Him to understand the Supreme Lord as the primeval cause. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is naturally fully powerful, and thus His supreme energies are always perfect and identical with Him. Both the spiritual and the material skies and their paraphernalia are emanations from the internal and external energies of the Lord. External energy is comparatively inferior whereas the internal potency is superior. The superior energy is living force, and therefore she is completely identical. But the external energy, being inert, is partially identical. Both the energies are neither equal to nor greater than the Lord, who is the generator of all such energies. Such energies are always under his control, exactly as electrical energy, however powerful it may be, is always under the control of the engineer. The human being and all other living beings are products of his internal energies. Thus the living being is also identical with the Lord, but he is never equal or superior to the personality of Godhead. The Lord and the living beings are all individual persons. With the help of the material energies, the living beings are also creating something. But none of their creations are equal or superior to the creations of the Lord. The human being may create a small, playful Sputnik and throw it into outer space, but that does not mean that he can create a planet like the Earth or Moon and float it in the air as the Lord does. Men with a poor fund of knowledge claim to be equal to the Lord. They are never equal to the Lord. This is never to be. The human being, after attaining complete perfection, may achieve a large percentage of the qualities of the Lord, say up to 78%, but it is never possible to surpass the Lord or to become equal with him. In a diseased condition only, the foolish being claims to be one with the Lord and thus becomes misled by the illusory energy. The misguided living beings, therefore, must accept the supremacy of the Lord and agree to render loving service to him. For this they have been created. Without this, there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. Srila Vyasadeva is advised by Sri Narada to expand this idea in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita also the same idea is explained. Surrender fully unto the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the only business of the perfect human being. Translation again. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is himself this cosmos. And still he is aloof from it. From him only has this cosmic manifestation emanated. In him it rests, and unto him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Dadati swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Srila Prabhupada often summarized the whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness in three sentences. God is great and we are small. Therefore, our duty is to serve the Lord. How God is great is mentioned here. The spiritual worlds and the material worlds emanate from the Lord. The Lord has two energies, as we know, the internal potency, or superior energy, and the external potency, or inferior nature. The living entities are composed of the superior energy, and the material creation is composed of the inferior nature or inert matter. Of course, the living entities also permeate the material world, and therefore we find both energies in the material world. But matter itself is the inferior energy, and the living entities are the superior energy. As superior energy, the living entities have the same quality as the Lord. Just like a drop of water has the same constitution as the ocean, or a gold ring has the same quality of gold as the gold mine. But the living entity, who is part and parcel of the Lord, can never be equal to or greater than the Lord. And thus we come to the perfect philosophy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Achintya Veda Vetatva, that the living entities and the Supreme Lord are simultaneously, inconceivably, one and different. They're one in quality, but they are different in quantity. They're one in quality because the living entities are also spiritual like the Lord, but they are different in quantity because the Lord is infinite and the living entities are infinitesimal. Of course, in a general sense, we say that the Lord and the living entities are equal in quality because they're both spiritual. But when we actually analyze the Lord's qualities, we find that he has some that the living entities do not have. And the actual statistical analysis yields the result that the living entities have about 78% of the Lord's qualities in kind, but not in quantity, because even within the 78% qualities that the living entities and the Lord share, the Lord has them in unlimited quantity, and the living entities have them in minute quantity. Therefore, we come to the conclusion that God is great and the living entities are small, and therefore the living entities should serve God. Sarva dharman paritya ca mam ekam charanam vraja. And that is the whole basis of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, or the whole summary of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada said that everything else is detail. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments?
Yeah, the Bhagavatam gives a breakdown of the different percentage of the qualities that living entities have. That adds to 78%.
Srila Prabhupada mentions them, but the actual analysis is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that the Lord has 64 qualities in full, and the living entities can have up to 50 of the qualities but not in full quantity. And Lord Shiva can have up to 55. And Lord Vishnu can have up to 60. And even then there are four qualities that only Krishna has that even the Vishnu Murtis do not have. Like his attractive flute playing, his beautiful childhood pastimes, his extraordinary loving devotees, and his super excellent beauty. Any other questions?
I had a question from the previous day's classes about someone, because we were talking about someone who falls down and can still get the benefit of the devotional service. But can you explain a little bit more about someone who falls down due to offenses? What will happen to them?
Yeah, the most common reason that devotees fall down is just spiritual weakness. And whatever advancement they've made is part of their permanent spiritual bank account. And whenever they come back to devotional service, they can draw on their previous advancement. But offenses are of a different nature than simple spiritual weakness. And they have a more damaging effect. But still, if one, you know, does want to continue with the process of devotional service, he can. But because of the offenses, and I suppose we're talking about nama-aparad, because seva-aparad is not so serious, but nama-aparad is very serious, especially Vaishnava-aparad. You know, one can practically lose all taste for devotional service. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of a man who's wasted by a disease. He has no taste for edibles. And because of his wasted condition, even if he tries to eat, he's not able to absorb the nutrition of the food. But still, if he continues, you know, to try to eat, you know, under the doctor's directions, and gradually he'll get some nutritional value. Gradually he'll, you know, be able to regain his health to the extent that he can get more nourishment from the food, and then, of course, he'll continue to improve. So, again, because of offenses, one loses the taste for chanting the holy name, and one will give it up. But if somehow one, you know, gets the idea that somehow or other he should try to regain his former spiritual position, then, you know, the only recourse is to incessantly chant the holy name. beg for mercy. Of course, in the specific case of Vaishnava Aparad, the recommended method is to approach the Vaishnava. That one is offended and ask for forgiveness from the Vaishnava. But sometimes, you know, because of the effect of the offenses and pride, one will not do so, and then the offense will continue. And then, you know, it may continue into the next life, or it may continue for different reasons, but the only recourse is for the fallen devotee to continuously chant the holy name and pray for mercy.
And also, to explain a bit more about the spiritual master taking the actions of sinful activities from the disciple. Some people have a funny conception that, well, as soon as they get initiated now, all their sins eradicated, and, like they expect that nothing bad should happen to them, or the devotees become.
Again, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that the eradication of sinful reactions is gradual, and he gives many evidences from scriptures in Madhurya Kadambini. So both topics about the eradication of sinful reactions and, you know, the effects of aparad and the eradication of such effects are discussed in Madhurya Kadambini. Srila Prabhupada gives the simple example that when one surrenders to Krishna through the spiritual master, it's like pulling the plug out of the fan. The fan will still continue to turn, but it will gradually lose momentum and eventually stop. So the sinful reactions stop in the sense that no new reactions are generated, but the old reactions, you know, take time to be completely exhausted. Rantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanakuri.